Hello, Bam Fam, and welcome back to another episode of Becoming a Model. This is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started in the modeling world no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. I'm your host, Binky, and today we are discussing collaboration between models and photographers, a topic that's crucial for building your brand in the modeling industry. But before we get started, I would like to ask all of you, if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insights on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. I'm always grateful for your feedback on how you're loving the show. So, let's take a little moment to hear from our sponsors, and then we will get into these effective tips to helping you build the best branding relationship with your photographer. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this. A skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist-tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean Towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean Towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINK, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINK, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club, Clean Towels, are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Collaboration is the heartbeat of the fashion world. Models and photographers working seamlessly together can create powerful imagery that leaves a lasting impression. Whether you're a budding model or a seasoned pro, this episode is your backstage pass to successful collaborations. So, how do you make a lasting impression? Well, for one, clear communication. The foundation of any successful collaboration is clear communication. Before the shoot, discuss your vision, style, and expectations with the photographer. Be open to their ideas as well. Don't be a control freak. Be flexible. You also want to go ahead and set up some mood boards. Creating a mood board with images, colors, and styles that inspire you, and then share this with the photographer to ensure you're both on the same page regarding the look and feel of the shoot. When me and my best friend did photo shoots, we would always have a mood board or a PowerPoint to help each other see the story of what we were shooting, and it helped others who were also involved in the shoot, so we were all on the same page. You also want to trust each other. Trust is paramount. Trust the photographer's expertise in capturing your best angles, and trust that the model knows how to bring the vision to life. Mutual trust leads to better results. Punctuality is key. Arriving on time is a sign of professionalism and respect for each other's time. Punctuality sets a positive tone for the entire shoot. You know that saying, time is money and money is time? Well, I live by that for photo shoots and collaborations. So be punctual, because you're not the only one booked for that day. So keep that in mind. Also, work on wardrobe collaborations. Coordinate your wardrobe choices with the photographer to ensure they complement the overall theme and lighting of the shoot. A well-coordinated look enhances the final result. But be mindful. Don't pack 20 outfits unless your spread is needing to include 20 outfits. Just don't overdo it. You also want to collaborate on great poses and expressions. Be versatile in your poses and expressions. Experiment with different looks and emotions to give the photographer a variety of shots to be able to work with. And also, this is key for models. Understand lighting awareness. Understand how the lighting affects the shoot. Work with the photographer to utilize natural light or studio light to your advantage. When you're posing, you want to make sure that you're facing the light, unless your shoot is focused more on shadows. Understand where your light hits. It will literally make or break the shoot. Collaborate on set. Be receptive to the photographer's guidance during the shoot. They may provide direction on angles, poses, and expressions to capture the best shots. So make sure you take some of the constructive criticism. It will help you both get the shots of your dreams. Also, it will help to go ahead and both collaborate on post-production process, discuss editing preferences, and ensure the final images align with both of your visions. I know the photographers will have their vision of what, you know, their expectation is for the final shot to look like, and you too would have an expectation as well. But when you're vetting your photographers on who you want to work with, you kind of get an idea ahead of time on what their eye is really going for. But if you also see something that you would like to try or have in your portfolio that they're more so they're able to get, but they're usually not used to, you want to go ahead and talk about those visions together after the shoots are done. That way you guys can both get what you're wanting out of the whole photo shoot final set. And lastly, give credit. When sharing the final images on social media or in your portfolio, always credit the photographer. Collaboration is a two-way street, and giving credit is a sign of respect and professionalism. So let's take a moment when we come back, and we will be joined by a very special guest today. I can't wait. Stay tuned. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINK, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINK, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. All right, y'all, the time has come. Help me welcome a very special guest back again, the creative director and photographer, Sean Morant.
Thank you for having me.
A lot has changed since the last time you were on, and I'm just super excited to talk about your updates and dig into some questions that will help our models on their journeys, obviously.
Okay.
So, first things first. What's changed and what's new? What's been going on business-wise and all the things? Like, give the people a refresher about yourself and what you do.
All right. Well, my name is Morant. I'm a photographer. I'm from Baltimore. So I guess we'll jump right into it. Something that's new that I've recently located to Atlanta. So now I'm offering my photography services as well as 360 photo booths, selfie photo booths, portable photo booths, movie theaters. I have the whole thing going on down here now. So relocated back in October of 22. So I've been here literally just past a year. In my new apartment. So things are flourishing. I came down here. Took a little while to get my feet wet, but I was able to, you know, get connected. And I worked some celebrity red carpet events such as Sierra Glam Shop, DeBrat and Judy, and a few more as well. Can't think of all of them right now. But yeah, things have been... It's been a tough transition, but I feel like I'm finally getting my treader now. So,
Okay.
Yes, so, ma'am.
The first question basically is, explain to us what it is that you look for in a model when casting for collaborating on a photo shoot.
Well, first thing, even outside of the looks and things such as that, it's the professionalism. Because, you know, it's different between working with more mature seasoned models versus more novice amateur models. just making sure you kind of know what you're getting to going on set, making sure that you're ready to work, making sure that you're in that, I guess you could say, mannequin mindset to be able to be dressed and glammed up and moved here and moved there, and just being able to go with the flow and giving your own personal style and energy as well. Because I'm very selective and very specific when I choose models for castings. So just making sure you embody whatever it is that we're going for is like a very important thing for me. Okay. Professionalism and preparation.
Professionalism and preparation. Now, I like that. Because a lot of models don't really think about the professionalism part. They think it's very easy, but you got to have that professionalism. That's what makes you stand out from everybody.
Yeah, and it makes people want to work with you as well, because nobody wants to come on set. And I've had great experiences working with models, and I've had not so great experiences working with models. I've seen models, you know, get sidetracked and want to be on the phone texting, and, you know, I have to give directions over and over and over again. I have some people that come on set just not ready to work. And not really giving that energy and that oomph factor that I'm looking for. So yeah, the professionalism, preparation, being likable, personable, just making people want to work with you is the solid key way to make sure you get future bookings as well.
What are some things you've seen models do on set that could potentially write them off from your list for future projects? This is serious. Now, a lot of people don't really talk about this, but I feel like this is very important for the models to know.
Yes. Not being prepared, it goes right back to it. And the reason that I say that is because when I do my photo shoots, I typically write up treatments so the models know exactly what hair is going to be, what the makeup's going to be, the concept for the photo shoot. And I also curate a model bag as well and let the models know specifically what items they may need to bring in order for us to be able to execute the project. And there have been times where models have not been prepared or didn't have those things in their model bags and didn't communicate that in advance. We should all be on the same page, trying to make sure we're executing the same goal. And if we're not on that same level, it's not going to be a successful project. And paying attention is another thing, because, you know, we live in a world of technology. Everybody wants to be on their phones. But I've had photo shoots where people were arguing with their significant others while we were trying to prep for a project. Or, you know, they're so busy on their phone and taking selfies and things such as that. You know, they miss direction. That's another thing as well. I don't always allow phones on set. Because a lot of projects that I do, I don't want any information out about it until it's actually time for it to be released. Again, and of course, respect goes both ways, but even making sure and communicating, hey, is it okay if I get some footage of behind the scenes footage or something like that? Absolutely not a problem. Just make sure you get this part and make sure you get that part. But it's the time when people don't ask anything. They just want to have their phone. I just want to record everything because they're so excited. It doesn't create a professional environment for me because that's not the focus.
That is, I can definitely agree with you on that. I'm an old model now. I'm retired. But when I used to model, and when even on sets with me and you on set, I saw a lot of things. I saw a lot of times models just walking out. And when it's their turn to go ahead and keep the flow going for scheduling, they know where to be found. They on the phone. They texting. They doing something else. They're not here and available and ready. Mm-hmm. And hair, makeup, and then the outfit to go.
But I don't mean to cut you off, but that also brings me to another point. Punctuality is extremely important, because if it's a call time, you have to be at the shoot by that call time. Mm-hmm. Understand that life happens, things happen. I'm completely empathetic about that. However, everybody's grandfather didn't pass away. Everybody didn't have car issues that morning. It's like, I hear the same excuses. So if you're going to give me an excuse, at least be a little bit more creative than that. But and especially as when it comes to photography, and I'm again to model, runway modeling as well, especially when it comes to outdoor shoots, we're fighting with nature. So if the sun is too high, it's not going to create a good reflection on the skin. So sometimes the shoots may have to be earlier, or sometimes they may have to be later, or sometimes they may have to be right before sunset so you can catch the sun setting. But if you're not punctual and we're not at the location where we need to be on time, It's very inconveniencing to not just myself, but the other, you know, talent that I have on set as well, such as hairstylists and makeup artists, designers, and people such as that. So being on time, and then when it comes to fashion shows, when you have a call time for a runway show, you have to be there on time. That is, you will not get casted for a specific designer if you're not there when they're looking for those models. You can't walk in 30 minutes late and say, oh, I'm supposed to be walking with you. No, I found somebody else, but thank you, though. So, and then when it comes to makeup and hair, like, you have hundreds of guests sitting outside waiting for you guys to walk out. But if it's somebody that's, you know, not being punctual, being on time, now the entire show is being thrown off and inconveniencing everyone just because you didn't want to be considerate and make sure that you had a clear schedule to make sure you're there on time.
That is a whole lot of truth. And I hope the models listening today literally take all that advice, because it does mean a lot and it can
make
or break your career. So my next question for you, and it's going to speak a little bit on the mental health spectrum of everything. What's a struggle you yourself have experienced in the fashion industry, and how did you overcome that struggle and or are continuing to push through that struggle?
A struggle that I've had in the fashion industry.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I've never been asked that one before. I think if anything, I would say discrimination. People have different depictions of what they consider what beautiful or beauty or handsome, whatever the case is. But when I see or hear about people being written off because of skin complexion or their weight or, you know, who they identify as or experience levels, maybe they have a gap, maybe they have freckles, and some people just may see this, I don't want to do anything with that, no thanks. And I think that, honestly, there's beauty in everybody. And if you're a really good photographer, you can catch a shot either way, no matter what anybody looks like. So I don't feel like anybody should be written off. I don't think it's fair, even when it comes to runway as well, just because someone's a certain height or someone's a certain weight. I don't think that they should be, you know, just exiled because of that. I see, you know, a lot of designers come in with sample sizes, and, you know, that excludes those other, you know, more full figure models. So I guess it's no real way to overcome it, so to speak. I can just make sure that I do my best with my projects and my clients to make sure I'm as inclusive as possible.
That's a good response. I will commend you for that.
That was a good question.
What is some advice that you can give to a model who is new, so to speak, working with a photographer that does not give guidance through photo shoots?
You have to do your own research. You have to research. You have to study. Modeling isn't just about being cute or knowing how to take pictures or being photogenic. It's so much more than that. And I really stand on that, because I really think it's a little bit of a slap in the face to those models who have put in years of work and trials and experiences and projects and so on and so forth, just to think that somebody can come in, call themselves the same title with them with nowhere near as much of the work ethic as they may have. So for a new model coming in with a photographer that doesn't get guidance, like I said, studying, get as much information from the photographer. What kind of shoot is this? What look are we going for? What are you expecting from me? And then if you don't know what that is, we have TikTok these days. You have Pinterest. You have Google. You have Instagram. You have all these different platforms. You can go on and watch videos of how to pose, or look at photos on how to pose, or, you know, maybe I should try to move my head this way. Maybe I should try this right here. And then you get on set and try it out and see what works and see what doesn't. Because a lot of photographers don't give instructions, and that's why they're very specific on what type of model they may catch for their projects, because they would prefer for the model to do all the work, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Me personally, I like to direct my models because I know what I want their final shot to look like. I have to move you like a mannequin in order to make sure that I get that shot. But to answer the question going back, just making sure you study and actually put in the work of what it is to be a model.
I'm big stickler for education and training. That's something that goes for everything. I mean, even my mama, even through school, education and training, you're going to learn about it. You're
right.
Gonna test it out.
And even when me and you used to work together, we had practice, what, 3 times a week? And on the day of the show, like 4 or 5 times a week?
Yes. Particular. It was particular.
Absolutely. But we put in the work. It was repetition. We did things over and over till the models learn how to stride, till the models learn how to pose, till the models learn how to find their focus when they're walking, how to interact with the audience, how to incorporate the garments that they're wearing and make sure that that's the focal point of when they're actually walking out. And I remember that we would even give them projects in like little mock photo shoots and things such as that, just to get them a little bit more well-rounded. But again, it comes with practice, studying, and repetition, and you have to be serious about it.
That is so because true.
You can make a lot of money from modeling, but it's only if you take it seriously. If you don't, then there's going to be another mediocre model, for lack of better words.
That is true. And yes, me and Sean used to train models heavily. We trained models for photoshoots and runways for years. So we are very, very well-rounded on this advice. And that's why I have him coming on the show again to go ahead and speak with you guys. Another question that I have for you is, what are some tips that you suggest to models to help them with picking a photographer for collaborating on a photo shoot from your point of view? This is different for everybody.
It's different for everybody, but I know my answer. I'm just trying to figure out how to put it. When it comes to choosing a model, choosing a photographer, you have to make sure, so as a model, you can't just go into it thinking, oh, I'm just going to take pictures or oh, I'm going to get into a runway. You kind of have to have more of a focus on what it is that you want to do or accomplish, or you want people to know you as, because you have models who, you know, only do formal wear. You have models who may only do swimwear or lingerie or nude or urban or couture, or all those different categories of fashion. And, you know, you have some models that may not do specific things in specific categories. So when selecting a photographer, like, let's say I know that I want to be a fitness model, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to jump to a beauty model for something like that. That's focuses more on hair and makeup and skin texture and things such as that. Or if I'm trying to be a fitness model, I need to make sure that my photographer can capture movement, because not every photographer is good with catching people jumping in the air or running and things such as that. So making sure that that photographer has at least done the type of work that you want to do is very important, because you don't want to walk out of something that has a specific look and you're like, I don't like this. This is not the feel that I'm trying to give with my own, you know, modeling brand. So now it's like that just goes to waste. And you know, not every photographer out here is the most honorable. So you have to be very aware of that, because it is a crazy world that we live in, and we would love for everybody to be as trustworthy as we may be ourselves. And that's not always the case. So again, researching and knowing who you're going to be working with, knowing what the environment is going to be, knowing who the team's going to be, making sure you get as much information as possible before you just decide to just try to work with anybody.
Helps with your safety and helps to make sure and ensure that the end result is a good end result. So you guys, don't go anywhere, because y'all, when we come right back, we will be hopping into some model memoir letters with our guest, who's going to accompany us on giving some advice and answering some questions. I'm excited. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this. A skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist-tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean Towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. So I have one letter here today, and I would love your help in listening and giving out some helpful advice to our listeners, okay?
Okay.
So the letter says, "Hey, Binky, I love listening to your podcast. Thank you so much for your help and guidance. I am new to the modeling world, and as a Black man, I find it a little frightening to put myself out there without being judged. I often talk with my brother about wanting to start a life of modeling, and when brought to family, it's kind of looked past and not taken seriously. Now I have taken the first step, so I have attended a couple auditions and I have submitted some at-home photos, but I'm still looking for the right foothold for me to place myself in. I'm eager to get your feedback and specifics of being a male model. How can I stand out in a competitive market? What are some challenges I should expect as a man in the industry? And how can I overcome stereotypes and misconceptions that might just come my way?" Okay, I know I'm probably not the only one who feels the way I do, but I don't really have anybody close to me that I can ask for this kind of help and guidance. So writing to you is more like a blessing. Thank you for help. Thank you for your help with this, and I hope to be featured. Jamel." Thank you, Jamel. So, would you like to go first?
Well, that was quite a few questions, but really good question nonetheless. First things first, how not to be stereotyped. You're going to be stereotyped. That's really, it comes with the job. It comes with the territory. But my advice to that, life is way entirely too short for you to be worried about what someone else thinks of you and not doing what you want to do because you're so concerned about what somebody else thinks about you. Because even in the modeling world and in your personal life as well, that's a very important thing because you may have to be wearing a dress for a photo shoot or something like that. You know, you don't know exactly what you're going to be doing. And you have to be confident enough and standing yourself enough to know that this is a job, this is how I make money, or this is a dream and a passion or a hobby or a career or whatever it is, and this is something that you want to do and do it. But in addition to that, I'm trying to figure the other parts of the question. Could you repeat the...
So in addition to the stereotypes and misconceptions, what are some challenges that he'll basically expect as a man in the industry, and how can he stand out in a competitive market?
Again, the stereotypes is going to be a challenge that you're going to come across, especially as a Black man going into the industry. But again, standing on your own two feet and standing 10 toes down and being comfortable in your own skin and your craft and knowing that you know what you're doing, people are going to take you seriously. Because even, you know, coming up, people didn't think I went to LIM College in New York City. It was a fashion-based college. And people thought that I wasn't going to do anything myself because you can't make money in fashion, allegedly. And I was able to take that motivation. Okay, you think I can't make any money doing this? Let me show you. And I went out and graduated and did everything that I wanted to do inside my career. aside my degree and expertise area, even though I decided to go into from event planning into photography, I still take a lot of that knowledge and a lot of those concepts, and I'm able to apply it to my new career path. And the other part, how to make yourself stand out. In my opinion, I feel like being a well-rounded model is the best way to make yourself stand out. Granted, you have models, especially as a new model. Let me take that back. Because you have to test the waters. You have to know what you like and what you don't like and what's going to make you money. Sometimes we don't always like doing the things that's going to make us money. You know what I mean? Because I've had models who said, oh, I don't do nude photography or underwear photography. Absolutely fine. But you have a lot of photographers that do boudoir-style photo shoots or creative nude concepts and things such as that, and they're looking for models to do that. You're automatically crossed off the list because of it. Or if you don't want to do fitness modeling, if you don't want to do nature modeling, you're kind of excluding yourself from those potential, you know, photographers that may want to work with you, and you don't know who they know and who knows them, and you don't know what can come from it. So just try, at least try. If it's something completely out of your comfort zone, of course, I would not suggest doing anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. But try it first, even if it's in the comfort of your own home. Just try it out, see if you like it. And if you don't like it, you can at least say that you tried. Mm-hmm. But in order to, but instead of just excluding yourself altogether because it's something that you just don't want to do, as a new model, you honestly don't have that, you don't really have that say-so just yet to an extent. Especially if you want to get out there, like even as a photographer starting off, I did every single style of photo shoot that I could possibly think of until I was able to find my niche, which is creative photography. But I had to do the maternity shoots and the birthday photo shoots and the event photo shoots and the graduation photos and the headshots and all the things that, you know, are great. And those things make me money. It may not be my passion, so to speak, but again, you may sometimes do things that you may not necessarily enjoy, but it's what you have to do, you know, to get yourself into those doors until you get to a point where you have the reputation, you have the notoriety, and you can do what you want and can nobody question it. But it takes a long time to be able to get to that point where you can kind of sit in your
niche.
Right.
We constantly always tell male models, you have to be comfortable in your skin. Don't never let anything deter you. If you are comfortable in your skin, great. Trust me. Ain't nobody gonna go ahead and question you.
You're gonna get more money from it.
You're gonna get more money from it, but you have to be comfortable within your skin. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Don't let anybody want to call you out your name or whatever. Because I think even still today, a lot of male models are more than likely still going through this, like, push and pull in the modeling industry when it comes to feeling judged, feeling like they can't be themselves. So you just need to know where you are. Know how you are, know who you are, and you will be okay. Oh my gosh, such great advice. Again, thank you, Jamel, for sharing your story with Sean.
Yes, thank you, Jamel. Excellent questions.
And the whole BAM fam. If you have a story to share or a question to ask, don't hesitate to send in your model memoir letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com, subject line model memoirs, and you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. So thank you to everyone that submitted. Last little key bits here. Successful collaborations between models and photographers can lead to stunning images to elevate your personal brand. By fostering clear communication, trust, and a shared vision, you'll create a synergy that sets you on the path to success in the modeling world. What's your key last little points to go ahead and give away to the models, Sean?
Just be ready to work. Mm-hmm. Modeling is not all glitz and glam. It's not all about hair and makeup. It's not an easy thing. You got to make sure you keep yourself up, whether it's in the gym or whether it's your skin or whether it's your hair or even your hands and your feet, because it's a marker for everybody and every single last thing. And again, don't limit yourself to just that either, as far as just being in front of a camera or being on a runway or anything like that. Look into commercials. Maybe you have a great speaking voice, or maybe you want to be a nail model because you have nice hands and you want to just, you know, model nail polish, or Maybe it's just accessories, or maybe you want to model lotion, or, you know, toothpaste, whatever the case is. It's such a wide spectrum of different areas that you can get into. But again, it all comes with the research and knowing what it is that you want to do, what it is that you're comfortable with doing, and, you know, have that push to want to do better and be better. Because the more that you want for yourself, the more bookings you're going to get, because it's nothing like, as a photographer, it's nothing like a model coming on set, ready to work. They get on set and they pose, and I don't have to do anything but just click the button on the camera. It's really the best feeling, and those are always my best shoots. When models come ready to work, they know what's expected of them. I know what's expected of me, and we can just get on set and make magic happen. So come prepared to work, be focused, study, do the research, and just try it all. Figure out what you like, figure out what you don't like, and just go from there.
All right. Thank you so much again, Sean, for joining me on Becoming a Model. I'm so happy that you were able to go ahead and be on this episode. It really lights my whole entire face up.
I'm glad.
And I'm so happy that my listeners are able to have some takeaways from you and get to know you a whole lot better. Let the people know where we can find you.
Find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram at M3 Productions with an X. So M3PRODUXIONS. You can go to my website at M3Productions.com. Where you can find my portfolio, booking information, prices, and things such as that. You can find me on TikTok at M3 Productions. Or if you're ever in Atlanta, you need a photographer, hit me up, let me know, and I'll pull right on up.
All right. And thank you again so much, Sean. Until next time, thank you.
No problem.
Until next time. Keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life, you guys. Bye.